Hello, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe.
我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
And here we are in the great outdoors for yet another episode of American Cafe. Just smell that fresh, clean air. Isn't this great, Yang Chen?
Yeah, 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 你说的没错，一切都很好。又一个蚊子。
Good, I'm glad you're having fun too. I'm having a ball. I just love camping. Feel that campfire.
我就不明白，你为什么这么喜欢到野外来呢？
Because you feel free. Look around. There's nothing but nature. No cars, no traffic, no people bothering you.
算了算了，我不跟你说了。那我们下面该干什么？
Well, we already built a fire. That was really fun. And we cooked a little dinner. Hot dogs and baked beans. A real traditional campfire dinner.
我肚子倒是饿了。不过你看这个热狗也烤糊了，这个 baked beans 呢又是冷的，也凑合着吃吧。
Well, here, have some nuts.
啊，花生啊，还有开心果。这还不错。
不错。Now, one thing to do when you're camping, for fun, is to tell stories around the campfire. Let's invite our friend Marty to share a story of his favorite bonfire during a trip he took to Canada.
When we went up to Canada, and we went to this humongous national park. It's all the lakes, so you canoe between the lakes.
他刚才说的 canoe 就是独木舟的意思。Humongous 这个词很有意思，我想 humongous 就是巨大的意思吧。
Exactly, humongous.H-U-M-O-N-G-O-U-S. Marty uses it quite a lot.
When you're out 3 days, the only way to get back in is to canoe 3 days back in or get a helicopter. I mean, obviously, a helicopter can pick you up. But otherwise, there's no walking out. It's all water and everything. There's no...You know, no driving or anything like that. The only way to get out is to canoe yourself out of there.
哇，整整三天都在划这个独木舟啊。
Exactly.
They are crazy.
That sounds crazy to me. And Marty said the only way out is 3 days by canoe again or a helicopter.
啊，要不你就再划独木舟，花三天的时间划回去。或者让直升机来接他们，只有这两种方法。
Exactly.
他们这是在什么地方啊？听上去倒是蛮好玩的。
Marty said he's up in Canada by the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes 就是五大湖区的意思，就是美国和加拿大之间的五大湖。
And we were on the edge of this humongous lake, huge lake, and the driftwood came up, and we were pulling up humongous.Pieces of, you know, trees.
Oh, 他们是在这个大湖的边缘，他们沿路还捡了很多顺流飘下来的木头。那他们捡起这木头往哪儿放啊？
Well, let's find out. I can't wait to hear how they got the trees out of the lake. Let's hear from Marty again.
没错，我也想听听他们怎么把这些树运回去。
A big friend of mine who's like a big, strong guy, and we, you know, we had like four of us, and we were pulling in some monster trees.
Oh.Marty has a couple big, strong friends. Oh, Marty said something funny that is a good expression in English. He said, we were pulling in some monster trees. Yangchen, how do you translate that?
I know. 那个 monster trees 也是那种很大的树是吧？
对了。
这个不好翻。
I think the English is the best way to explain it.
没错，没错。
Pulling in some monster trees, just really, really humongous big trees. And the result?
And it was just an awesome bonfire. That's probably the best bonfire. We burned some trees that are probably a couple hundred years old, you know?
So, Yangchen, what did you think of Marty's story?
Awesome! 我好像觉得自己身临其境。他讲得很精彩啊。
I felt the same way.
Yeah.
I felt like I was right by the lake.
没错，其实我是一个不太喜欢野外活动的人，可是听他这么一讲啊，好像觉得非常刺激啊。好，各位听众，我们下次节目再见。
See you next time on American Cafe.